Yeah, and I think the vast majority of good that is done through any individual goes unnoticed, even by the individual. There's, and that's for our protection, you know, that we don't claim it for ourselves. But of course, there is the conscious effort that has to be made as well. And the conscious effort is not about trying to, well, it's about serving the neighbor. But there's two dimensions to it. It's serving the outer neighbor and serving the inner neighbor. And the way that it serves the inner neighbor is that it presents us with what has to be worked on. We see our motives aren't pure, and that is the inner work aspect of it. Not to purify the motives, but to see that the motives are not pure and acknowledge that. Because the work at, as I said before, like at the coalface, is the removal of things. And what does that mean? You know, like we can't remove anything, but what we can do is acknowledge the true quality of a thing for what it is. And the Lord does the removing of our affection, you know, adjusting of our affections and spiritual communities that are with us. And you know, so it's very complex. But, you know, we only have to work with what we see, because that's all we can do. I mean, we can't work with what we don't see. And the outer and the inner have to be brought into a relationship where the outer serves the inner in a way whereby what is of the Lord can be more present, you know, more fully present within us as our life.